When you think of Jewel Kilcher, that voice, those lyrics, they really stick with you. But something maybe less known is her background, specifically her Mormon upbringing way up in Alaska.
Yeah, it's a fascinating angle.
And that's what we're diving into today. We've got this really detailed article from Christian Culture News that lays a lot of it out.
Exactly. We've sort of mined that article for the key insights.
Our mission, basically, is to unpack how that early life, those Mormon roots in Alaska, really shaped Jewel as an artist, her music, her public image.
Right. How it influenced her songs, how she kind of navigated between that world and her career, and how her own views on spirituality changed over time.
Okay, so let's start right there. Jewel's early life. Born in Utah, which is, significant in Mormon history.
Yeah, definitely.
But it was Alaska, those formative years, that really seemed key.
That contrast is interesting, isn't it? Born in Utah, but then raised on this homestead in Homer,
A
Alaska.
homestead, wow.
Yeah, the article paints this picture of like real self-sufficiency, hard work, resilience, all learned within this close Mormon family structure.
So you have the demands of Alaska, but also the framework of Mormon values, community, family, morality.
Exactly. Strong family bonds, community focus, a clear moral compass. The source mentions things like regular family spiritual talks, rituals. It sounds very intentional.
But then you have Jewel, this budding artist. How did her creative side fit into what sounded like a pretty structured, maybe strict religious environment?
That's the core tension, right? The article does hint at that friction, the structured faith versus that individual need for self-expression. But it also notes that music was part of the family, traditional music, storytelling. That was an outlet.
Okay. So it wasn't completely separate. Music was there.
It was there, yeah. And it seems like that early exposure was, well, crucial for her later on.
So she's living this sort of dual existence, even early on, rooted in these values, but also feeling that artistic pull.
I think the article really suggests that this wasn't just background noise, it fundamentally shaped her development.
And you can kind of see how that might play out later.
Oh, absolutely. This idea of navigating two worlds seems central. Not choosing, maybe, but finding a space between them.
Which takes us right into the music itself. How did religion directly impact her songwriting? The article suggests it was pretty profound.
Very profound, yeah. Her upbringing in The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints wasn't just like a footnote, it deeply influenced her artistic voice.
So we're talking themes, faith, morality.
Yes, exactly. Those themes, plus this ongoing exploration of who she is, her personal identity, they're woven right in, not just sprinkled on top.
And the article mentions how her songs often connect spirituality with just everyday life.
Right. It points to this deep sense of morality, sort of underpinning the lyrics, even when they're about personal things.
So, like, her struggles, her triumphs are often seen through that lens,
Yeah.
through her faith or her grappling with it.
Precisely. It's not always overtly religious music, but the worldview is shaped by that upbringing, that search for individuality within that context.
And those early singing experiences, the article mentions, in church, religious gatherings.
Yeah, it frames those as almost like a training ground, developing her talent, her appreciation for storytelling through song.
Makes sense.
So when you hear themes of, say, redemption or love or finding inner strength in her songs, the article suggests those often echo the teachings she grew up with. There's a through line.
So the music becomes a kind of continuation, a bridge, like the article says, between her personal journey and those early convictions.
That's a great way to put it, a bridge. It wasn't about rejecting one for the other, but finding a way for them to coexist, to enrich the art.
Okay, but navigating that,
Yeah.
moving between her Mormon roots and the music industry, that must have been tricky.
Oh, absolutely. The article really highlights the difficulty there. You've got this conservative, structured upbringing, and then you step into the music world, which is often much more freewheeling, expressive in different ways.
There must have been some internal conflict about identity, purpose.
The article certainly implies that desire for her own path, for artistic freedom, probably felt, at odds sometimes with the emphasis on tradition, maybe conformity within her faith.
How do you think that tension might have shown up early on, maybe in her writing, even before she left Alaska?
That's a good question. Maybe subtly, in themes of yearning, perhaps, questioning things, even if indirectly.
Could be.
The article frames her move away from Alaska as more than just geographical. It was symbolic, right? A move towards independence, self-discovery.
And that move itself might not have been universally applauded back home.
You can imagine potential criticism, yeah, from those holding very traditional views.
So it's this constant balancing act she's performing.
Seems like it. Honoring the past, embracing the future. The article really stresses how that duality shaped her art, her whole outlook.
And that's relatable, I think. Lots of people navigate different worlds like that.
Totally. Coming from strong backgrounds, cultural, religious, and stepping into professional scenes with different norms. It's common.
Okay, let's add another layer. Fame. How did becoming a celebrity intersect with her Mormon identity?
Right, because suddenly it's not just personal anymore, it's public.
Yeah.
And the article points out that her fame inevitably shaped public perception of her, especially regarding her faith. Everything's under a microscope.
And people have preconceived notions, right?
Yeah.
Stereotypes, sometimes, about Mormon artists.
Definitely. The article suggests Jewel's style, folk-inspired, introspective, maybe fit some expectations, but challenged others.
So she wasn't just representing herself out there?
In a way, no. Consciously or not, she became a sort of representative for a community that, as the source notes, often faces scrutiny or misunderstanding.
That sounds like a lot of pressure. Navigating that requires, well, authenticity. Transparency.
Yeah, the article touches on that. Her relationship with her faith, how it was evolving, became a public topic.
People were watching, interpreting her music through that lens.
Yeah.
Trying to square the successful musician with the Mormon background.
Exactly. And her openness, talking about struggles with faith, spirituality, that offered a pretty candid look at what religious artists in the spotlight might deal with.
It really highlights that tightrope walk between fame and faith.
For sure. And by being open, maybe she inadvertently opened up space for dialogue around it.
Which wasn't always easy, I imagine.
Probably not, especially when personal beliefs are evolving.
And that leads perfectly into her evolving perspective on faith. The article says it wasn't static, right?
Not at all. It emphasizes significant shifts as she got older, experienced more, navigated her career.
She's talked about that publicly.
Yes, openly reflected on how life experiences redefined her beliefs. The article suggests a move towards more personal exploration, less focus on strict dogma.
Like maybe feeling a bit disconnected from some specific childhood teachings.
Yeah.
Seeking something more inclusive.
Seems like it. A more personal, maybe open understanding of spirituality. And the article links this evolution partly to her journey as an artist, meeting diverse people.
Ah, so exposure to different backgrounds, different spiritual paths.
Exactly. Broadening her perspective, fostering a sense of shared humanity, maybe.
That makes sense. It mirrors a lot of people's journeys, doesn't it? Questioning or reinterpreting what you were raised with as you grow.
It really does. The article positions her story as reflecting that wider theme.
And her current stance sounds like emphasizing the personal nature of spirituality.
Very much so. Advocating for a more flexible individual interpretation. The article really underscores how life experiences can be transformative in that way.
So thinking about her overall impact, how has her journey influenced others, both artists and maybe the Mormon community itself?
Well, the article presents her story, Alaska Homestead to Global Star, as inherently inspirational.
Yeah, it's quite a story.
And not just for general fans, but specifically for other artists inside and outside the Mormon community. Her openness about her background apparently spurred conversations about faith, creativity, identity.
The fact that she integrated her spiritual background into her art, maybe that gave permission to others.
That's what the article suggests, yeah. It inspired artistic exploration, showing those things can coexist.
And within the Mormon community.
Her success apparently showed a broader range of possible paths than maybe traditionally expected. The article even mentions emerging artists citing her as an influence.
So empowering them to be creative without fear.
That seems to be the implication. Her blend of styles, those poetic lyrics, it became an example of fusing personal belief with art.
And beyond Mormonism.
Her vulnerability, her honesty about her journey that resonates broadly. The article suggests it connects with any artist grappling with identity and background.
It's a reminder that your history, whatever it is, can fuel your art.
Absolutely. It can be a source of connection, of meaning.
Okay, so wrapping this up, if we distill Jewel's journey, what are the main lessons or takeaways here, according to the article?
Several key things stand out. First, authenticity. Staying true to yourself despite pressure. Her career really shows that.
Right. And self-acceptance, too.
Yeah.
Embracing your unique path, your worth, even if you feel like an outsider sometimes.
Definitely. Then there's resilience. She faced a lot, and the article highlights her perseverance, seeing challenges as growth opportunities.
That's huge.
And finally, the value of community, of support. Finding people who get your journey, that's vital for self-discovery.
So her story isn't just about music, it's about navigating life's complexities.
Exactly. The article concludes it's inspirational for anyone dealing with identity, authenticity, trying to find their place.
So to recap this deep dive, Jewel's Mormon roots in Alaska weren't just a backdrop, they were foundational. They created this unique tension, this dynamic between faith and art that she's navigated throughout her career.
Right. We saw how it shaped her music, how she balanced those worlds, and how her own perspective on spirituality grew and changed over time. It's been a very public, very personal journey.
And maybe for everyone listening, it's worth thinking, how does your own background, religious, cultural, whatever it might be, still shape you today? Even as you forge your own path, what are the two worlds you might be navigating, and how are you weaving them together?
Yeah, that's a great final thought. How do those influences become part of your unique story, something to chew on,